This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Everline. Well, I totally agree with my friend Petey Mesquite. The desert is beautiful. The White Mountains are beautiful, too. Arizona's high country, the White Mountains, is still beautiful despite the wildfire this summer. And one spectacular area that was not touched by the fire is the Mount Baldy Wilderness. Mount Baldy is the second highest summit in Arizona and a sacred mountain to the Apaches. And they request that you not go to the summit because of that sacred status. However, the trails leading up to the top of the mountain are just fabulous. The east and west fork of the Little Colorado River both start on the slopes of Mount Baldy. To get to there, from Highway 260, take State Road 273 as if going to Sunrise Ski Area and continue past just a few miles. Both trailheads, the east fork and west fork, trails are clearly marked, and it can be done as a 3 or 4 day backpack loop hike. The West Fork Trail follows up the stream bed, and this is the larger of the two forks in the immediate vicinity, with plenty of water coming down, and it feels like Colorado with blue spruce, Engelmann spruce, aspen trees, and Douglas fir. Wide open meadows are adjacent to the stream, followed by narrows where the forest comes down to the stream bed and openings again. There's no need for permits here, and your dog is welcome too, it seems. It's within distance of southern Arizona, about 5 hour drive. As one heads into the high country from the stream bed, the climb gets pretty rugged, and there's evidence of an old fire that happened about 15 years ago when you reach the 10,000-foot contour. There are some trees across the trail, as this year, apparently, folks were busy fighting the wildfire and did not have time to get in there and clear the windfall off the trail. But it simply adds to the wonderful wilderness feel. Do be aware that this west fork of the Little Colorado River is prime bear habitat. And because animals were driven out of the Wallow Fire acreage, bear sign is abundant this year. The bottoms of trees where all the bark has been scraped off 2 or 3 feet up from the base, and the claw marks are clearly visible. The bears then urinate there to mark their territory, and there definitely seems to be some territorial pressure thanks to the movement of these animals. Next week, we'll head up the east fork of the Little Colorado into the Baldy Wilderness. Looking forward to seeing you underneath a Colorado blue spruce tree right here in Arizona. This has been Arizona Trails, and I'm